today. Right now, though, before the 7:30 headlines, it's time to hear again from Alex Goldberg when he's not based at the University of Surrey working as their Jewish chaplain or engaging with politicians and business leaders discussing interfaith relations. He's been rather busy training to be a rabbi. Over the past few months, we've been sharing his thoughts as he makes his way through training. And over the last few weeks, Alex and his students have been embracing the Jewish festivals at this time of year and enjoying the September sun. It's not just the church having harvest festivals.
Vanity of vanities, says the English translation in Ecclesiastes. This is Lord Sack's starting point at the beginning of our first class with him. When you come out of a 90-minute session with Rabbi Sacks, you feel that your mind has gone to the gym. It's just before the festival of Sukkot or Tabernacles, and he opens up the book we read during the festival, Qehelet or Ecclesiastes. He explains that it is written by an older King Solomon or somebody writing his name who is realizing his own mortality. And a better translation of the Hebrew word hevel is not vanity or fragility, but shallow breath. Because life is short. We may never live to see what we actually achieve. We do not know what people will do with our successes, our possessions, our achievements. Will another generation squander them? Lord Sacks says that anyone can be happy, but it often requires fortune or luck and can be done on your own. So in our tradition, happiness is not the highest achievement. Joy is, and joy must be achieved with others. On that note, he sends us off to build our sukkah. The sukkah is a temporary structure with 3 to 4 walls and vegetation for a roof, so that you're able to see the stars through it. It is not only there to remind us of the dwellings of the Israelites in the desert, but also our own fragility on this earth. Fragile walls, fragile roofs, at the mercy of the elements. Together with the children, we build and decorate the sukkah. We eat in it and invite guests. When we are not reminded of our fragility, we are reminded of our joy and togetherness. In autumnal Britain, the sukkah can be joyful but wet. However, unusually, we've had sunshine this year. And studying in the sukkah, my thoughts turn to my fellow students. When you study, eat, and learn together, you establish bonds of friendship. And it's those moments of interaction that give me the greatest joy. Debating points of Jewish law, eating together, practicing sermons, driving back home, and even the washing up. I think if you can do the washing up together, perhaps in the future you can build schools, synagogues, and cultural centres together. It will soon be the end of the month of festivals, and school will recommence in earnest. First, we have the fun festival of the Rejoicing of the Law, Simchat Torah, where we dance and sing as we end and restart the annual lectern from the Torah. It's a diasporic festival, and in the early modern period, it was said that children pulled down the sukkahs on this day, the temporary dwellings made of wood frames, and burnt them. I always thought it was destructive, but perhaps it is a bonfire of the vanities, a bonfire of fragility, and out of the destruction we celebrate our way of life. The Torah. A reminder we have so much to do and learn to do in such a short time. It urges us all back to our studies, back to school, back to rabbi school.
University of Surrey's Jewish chaplain Alex Goldberg with his latest instalment of his rabbi school diaries. It's 7:30.